Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. This is a great day to be with friends.
Friday,
sexy
weekend,
day.
Weekend, here it comes.
Yes, weekend, here it comes.
Manchester United are back this weekend. Can't wait.
You were telling me before, that you have mince on toast, and I can't imagine that's a great Friday breakfast.
That's why I had for breakfast this morning, yeah.
Why are you having mince on toast? And is that a thing, or have you just created it?
No, I don't know if it's a thing, but it's essentially a Sloppy Joe's, funnily enough. I'm the only one that actually ever eats Sloppy Joe's podcast. This isn't really Sloppy Joe's, but this is what I made. Turkey mince, tomato puree, a little, do you know the taco seasoning sachet?
Delicious, yeah.
Not the barbecue one, the other one that's just like paprika, onion powder, garlic powder.
Yeah.
Pour a bit of that on it, tomato, a bit of ketchup if you've got it, bit of water, stir it all together, diced onions, Bob's your uncle, toast down, on the toast, cheese on top, fresh raw onions. Now we're talking.
How are you cutting these raw onions? Just big chunky boys?
Fine. So fine, you could piss one out and it won't even hurt you.
And what's your favourite of the onion, red or white?
Well, have you noticed in America? In England, right, whenever you watch a British cooking show, there is two options. And I'm not including spring onions because they're something else.
Yeah.
There is red onion,
yeah.
White onion.
Yeah.
That's all there is.
Yeah.
In America, they've got red onion, white onion, but then they've got like four types of white onion. What, so they've got like sweet onions, and they've got white onions, and they've got yellow onions, and they've got like all different.
And they've got a shallot as well. Would you class that as the white onion?
No, well, they've got them as well, but they've got like super sweet onions, those big ones with like the really fine skin on them. Like they've got things that we don't have over here.
Maybe there's a reason. Maybe because it's like grown in labs over there.
Maybe it's grown in like Mexico or something. Like we haven't got the climate for some of them, maybe.
It's mad, isn't it?
Because Mexico's got a great climate for fruit.
We should do an onion update
veg.
Every week.
Yeah, but what is a sweet onion?
Onion update.
What is a yellow onion? What is it?
Don't eat yellow onions. That's
I know,
what my
that's
uncle
what they
told
say,
me.
Someone's pissed on them.
Oof. Ethan James in the house Friday night.
He always smells of onions. Here he comes.
Yep.
He's low,
hello.
Too low in his shot.
He's
as well.
Had two espresso martinis already. He's off his face.
Bless him. Friday's here.
Ready for a big one.
Oh, baby.
What's your favourite thing about Friday, Ethan?
I'm not like most people because I don't get the weekend imminently. I've probably got work the next day normally. So best thing about a Friday, sometimes Foodie Friday once a month. I like that.
Ah. Yeah, stop, poor, that's good. What's happening tonight? Are you going?
Oh, no, I'm not going tonight.
Well, really nice.
Anyway, right, we've got a lot of things to get through, a lot of things to get through. And I think it's going to be quite like a TV heavy one. First of all, do you actually watch normal TV anymore?
Haven't really watched normal TV in about 10 years.
Yeah. Ethan?
No.
The only telly I watch live is sport, I think.
Yeah, sport. Or if we get into something like, we do quite like to dive into a Big Brother, Love Island.
Yeah.
We'll probably get on to a minute, a reality show. Also, maybe if there's a bit of a, like, for example, a really good drama on, Peaky Blinders, Happy Valley, stuff like that. I will watch it live, so I am not... the show's not ruined by any spoilers.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
I miss it a little bit, because sport still holds its gravitas when it comes to like everyone watching it together and everyone could comment on it together.
Remember Sky's slogan for last season?
What was it?
It's only live once.
Yes, and that's true.
It is.
Whereas I used to love the days where Coronation Street used to be fucking great.
Yeah.
Do you remember Le Tram Ride?
Le Tram Ride? What was it? There was a French episode, was there?
No.
Or is that a woman's name?
The Tram Ride.
Le Tram Ride. What?
Tram crashed.
Oh, the crash.
Do you remember that? They did it live.
Yeah, that was weird.
They did a live tram crash. They don't get that these days, do you?
I guess not, no.
What's your problem with Coronation Street?
What would you expect them to do a live tram crash every other week?
I turned Coronation Street the other day. There's a co-op.
Is there?
Yeah.
There's brands on it.
There's brands on it. There's a Costa Coffee.
No, there isn't.
The fuck it is. Google that. There's really? Brands on it. There's brands.
Because in my head, every TV show, unless it's one with this like obvious product placement, they walk into the pub and go, pint, please. And even though every pub in the country has a minimum of 6 different pints on, they go, coming right up. Like, and, go, and a glass of wine, please. And even though every pub in the country's got 6 different wines on, coming right up. Like, and that's part of the charm of telly, is that no one says brands.
Yeah.
No one's, even when it's not BBC, no one's going, I'll have a, what have we got? An Echo Falls and a Foster's. They just don't say that. And yet,
and all alcoholics,
talking Costa.
All alcoholics on TV shows drink orange juice, and I find that not to be true.
What?
If you're an alcoholic on a soap, they always just ask for orange juice. You know, if they're at a bar. Always.
What's this?
What is this?
How can they be an alcoholic if they're just drinking orange juice?
Well, they were an alcoholic. Recovering alcoholics. Yeah, but I met. Yeah, the recovering alcoholics, they all just drink orange juice.
Yeah, yeah, I just have an orange
juice. Like Phil Mitchell, whenever he's off the wagon.
On the wagon,
he'll have an orange juice, but you're thinking.
You can't, how many glasses of orange juice can a man
just get
have?
A fucking soda
and you
lime.
Get stomach ulcers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What TV did you used to have in your room? Because I had a big boy.
Did you?
Like a sort of. No, sort of. I meant small but mighty, as in it had a wide bottom.
A deep
but it
chest.
Was, it was more like. I don't know, 17, 20 inches.
Yeah, I had one of them.
And Mum used to come in and feel the back of it to see if it was warm, because if it was warm, it meant I'd been watching it late at night. And then she used to be fuming with me.
Were your parents the type that were always mad at you?
Not always, but I was quite a well-behaved lad.
Were you?
Sort of. I knew how to push it a little bit and go a bit wild. But as in, if she thought I was up at like 11 o'clock at night,
yeah,
she'd come in and go, right, have you been, you know, I could hear you. And like, what? And then pretend.
And he's like, live
stream crash.
She'd
feel the back of the TV.
Yeah.
It's warm.
My overriding memory of being a child was playing football, playing Xbox, and people being mad at me. Was that not your memory of being a kid? What's yours, Ethan? Did it feel like everyone was sort of just mad at you all the time? Was that kind of your experience of being?
No, I was quite a good lad compared to you.
I think he was an only child.
Oh, that helps, doesn't
and
it?
And I think it does help because, I think you just liked to cause murder, didn't you?
Yeah, but just low level. But I feel like my hand was always being squeezed to the point where it really hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get that one when you're out walking around Wilco?
Yeah.
And you want a Ribena and your mum's like, we bought a bottle of water and a Diet Coke bottle.
Oh.
Like some tap water, you can have that if you're thirsty, and then you want to go for it anyway, and you get your hand squeezed so hard. Did you not have that?
Yeah, I had that.
My hand was always
being
squeezed.
Told off. Think about being told off now, because it's giving me like little PTSD. I feel weird right now.
My hand grew like that.
Christ!
I had to have it.
Your mum was training you.
I had to have it.
I met your dad.
Oof, God. Did you get your hand squeezed a lot, Ethan?
No, I remember when I was at Debbie the Childminder, those straps to stop you running away.
Reins! I had reins!
I bet you had fucking reins.
Oh my God, I used to wear those reins all the time.
I couldn't run quick enough for the need to need it.
Yeah, that's true. You just grab it by your t-shirt like that. I was always just being
squeezed rolling down the hill again.
Told off, or like someone was being warned about me or something all the time. Mm-hmm. That's childhood, baby.
Yeah, it's childhood. And now we grew up, and then TV has disappeared. Sad, isn't it?
It is a bit sad, yeah.
Bring back the good old days. Ethan, what kind of. Did you have a telly in your room? Were you allowed one?
Yeah, I did have a telly in my room. And similar to you, what I'd do if I've been caught out leaving the telly on, my mum would come in and try and catch me out or whatever. But I'd just pretend I fell asleep with the telly on, do you know what I mean? Just quickly dive.
Okay, that's a good. Yeah. So you wouldn't turn the TV off. You just pretend that you know that the sleep had overcome you. Fast asleep.
Yeah. So it was just accidental that the telly was left on, and that's an honest mistake.
Yeah, sex, etc.
Sleep with a cock in his hand. That's less likely. Isn't
oh,
it?
Sorry.
He comes in, you see everything.
Oh no. Oh no.
Fuck off.
Must be asleep again. Proud of my boy.
What story you got, big boy?
Right, so I wanted to bring to you one of the most awkward interactions I've ever seen on morning. Now, this morning, for people who don't know, is a
you
TV show.
You talked about this morning on Tuesday, which hasn't happened yet. Go on.
This morning is one of those TV shows which is fascinating. It's had its roller coasters. It's had plenty of downs recently. But now it's trying to go up.
What is this morning?
This morning is a show which happens between, I think it's like 10 and 1 every day.
In the morning?
Yeah, even though it goes into the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like a magazine show of everything, really. They can go from news stories to giving you advice to cooking tips to like all sorts and everything in between.
What jackets are they must have for this season?
People will come on and promote stuff, like promote new singles and albums. So you never really know what you're going to get. I like it when there's like household gadget reviews and then they run around and do them. Yeah. I like when there's cooking stuff, like Gino cooks for you. That's great, Gino De Campo. Holly and Phil, no longer with us. They've gone. Holly gone.
Well, there's a Holly gone. To fill there, isn't
there's
there?
A big Holly to fill. And Alison Hammond, she can fill it. What?
Cut that.
No, you can't. What? She can fill it. She's great. I love her. She's on the Great British Bake Off. That's the dream, isn't it?
Yeah. It is actually, yeah.
What is the dream? Anyway, so let me tell you about this awkward interaction. Cliff Richard, fucking hell, that geezer, 65 years in the music business.
I was going to say, his career is longer than the average life.
Don't write it down, Ethan, it's staying in.
Do you know he's one of those people where it's like, you think they're about to say his age, and they actually say how long he's been a singer for. Like, oh, Cliff Richard, here he is, 78 years in the music. You're like, what? How old is this man? Oh, he's 140 now. He's been alive too long, hasn't he? Not that he should die, but no one should live as long as he has. How old is he?
He's so old. Picture the scene, though. Let me tell you about this interaction. We can't play it, can we, in case we get copyright. But let me tell you what happens here. Google Cliff Richard.
I can't believe he's only 83. He was 83 20 years ago.
Let me tell you what happens, right? Let me picture the scene. This morning's sofa.
Yeah.
You've got Cliff Richard.
It couldn't be more of a tame environment. It's so gentle, so friendly, so sort of just popping little conversational balls to each other back and forth. Here you go. Easy combos, innit?
Yeah,
there's easy no controversy combos to be had here.
And you've got Cliff. And then you've got a member of the royal family who's just appeared on the show now as an agony aunt, Sarah Ferguson.
Yeah.
Are you asked?
Doesn't she manage Peterborough?
Dermot O'Leary. No.
Dermot really?
Really, Dermot O'Leary. And Alison Hammond. How would you describe Alison Hammond?
I would describe Alison Hammond as a very, quite silly, very funny, jovial, kind of self-deprecating.
You're missing out a big part here.
She's my big brother? No, well, she's...
For the anecdote.
Right.
For the anecdote
she's
about
the she's slightly on the larger side, isn't she?
She's part of the team. We'd high-five each other.
Yeah, you
we'd
might
be,
see...
We'd be tired after.
Yeah.
But we'd high-five each other.
Yeah.
So Cliff Richard is sat there on the
sofa.
She's
great, though. She's almost she's universally
phenomenal.
Loved,
she's
isn't
like
she?
Great. She's on the Great British Bake Off. She's the host now. She's one of the best presenters in the UK. Cliff Richard is chatting about, has he ever met Elvis Presley? You've seen the clip, haven't you, Ethan?
Oh, I've seen it.
When will Cliff Richard stop talking about Elvis fucking Presley, by the way? The man died 50 years ago.
Oh, that's mad, isn't it?
Like, well, that's almost half as long as Cliff Richard's career. I haven't seen the clip. I've seen that it exists.
Yeah.
I haven't seen what he's actually said on it.
He goes on, Alison asks, did you ever meet Elvis Presley? And Cliff Richard goes on to say that he was offered an opportunity to meet Elvis, but because it was in the stage of Elvis's career where Elvis had put on weight, he didn't want a picture of them two hanging on his fridge if he was sat next to a chubby Elvis. And Alison sort of replies by going, oh, well, it's such an awkward moment because you can feel the atmosphere drain from the room. Alison replies, goes, oh, well, you should never really turn down the moment to take a picture just because he's put a bit of weight on. And then he sort of ignores that and doubles down on it, doesn't he? And he goes... Yeah, well, and he looks to the audience, looks down the camera and goes, if you get a chance to meet your heroes, even if they have put on weight, and even the hand gestures, even if they have put on weight, take it. Stunned silence. Stunned silence.
What's Hammond doing at this point?
Hammond
has
to be. She's professional. Yeah. She knows what she's doing, doesn't she, Ethan?
Yeah, she makes a little joke, isn't she, about, oh, well, that's why you didn't want me around your house or something, or you won't be having me around or something. It's a bit horrible, wasn't it?
It was awkward. But Cliff Richard, is he asked? He's gone to, isn't he?
But also, the other thing...
You know what I mean?
Don't say that.
What,
but the other thing, in defence of Cliff Richard, which there is no defending it, but if we were to, what he should have said, and the point could have been the same, but phrased differently, of saying, it was sort of well known at this time that Elvis wasn't going through a great time. His appearance had changed. He was really struggling, and I didn't want to, you know, they could have done with that, because Elvis died not long after that, presumably. Elvis was a slim young man, got fat, got depressed, got addicted to drugs and died. So it wasn't as though he was like, you know, this was Elvis before he lost all the weight and here he is now.
Yeah.
So he could have phrased that differently. Why make it about weight? What's he doing there? When you watch that, what
I think,
do you think?
I think why you make it about weight every time you suggest a thumbnail for the Sloppy Joe's podcast.
What do you mean? Give me an example.
Ethan.
I don't know what you're on about.
Give me an example. Last episode was when we were talking about me in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And for you to find a picture to go in the middle of said thumbnail for the YouTube, you'd search the words fat man in hot tub. And then just put my face over it.
No, I didn't.
And you mind me.
So in the end, I didn't do that, did I?
Yeah,
I didn't do that in the end.
Yeah,
no, well, you
must
don't
have searched something.
I searched loads of different things. First of all, I searched man in hot tub. And all the pictures, they had six packs. I couldn't use that for me. Couldn't use that for you, right? Then I searched whatever. Like, trying to get
it.
But then
there
were two.
So
I searched fat man in a Speedo in a hot tub.
Why Speedo needs to come into it?
Because I thought it'd be funny.
I had swimming shorts on.
But then they were too fat. Because you're not fat. You're just, you know, whatever. So they were too big. So in the end, I didn't use any.
What did you search to get the picture? Because it wasn't flattering, was it?
No.
Describe it for anyone who's not seen it.
It's just I'll tell you what I Googled, and then I'll tell you what I used. I Googled deep fried Christmas turkey. And I used that instead. So
fucking
that's
deep
not.
Fried,
that's
deep
fine.
Fried Christmas turkey.
That's what I Googled, and I put it in. So it's not my fault. No. I showed you all the searches I did. They were either really way too fat or they had six packs. And I thought, which one's slightly funnier? I'm not trying to, you know. I didn't come up with the title. If it was up to me, I wouldn't have even gone with the hot tub.
Yeah, it was a double whammy because Eva came up with the title.
Joe obliterates hot tub. The word obliterate really made me laugh out loud. But it was a good story. It was a funny story.
It was a good
story. I couldn't do you with your knob out, which is the actual story.
Yeah.
So if anything, I spared you some blushes.
Yeah, thank you very much.
But
I
wasn't trying to insult you. I genuinely put slightly chubby man jumping into a hot tub and it didn't do anything. So I'll try to be fair.
I'll take it on the chin. If Cliff Richard was here now, I'd be telling him off.
Did you say I'm a celebrity?
I'll be watching Dribs and Drabs, Ethan. Talk to me about your experience of it.
Dribs and Drabs, are they the
dance duo that have gone in this year.
Well.
Yeah.
Very nice stuff, that.
Very good. Well, I haven't actually been watching I'm a Celebrity before. I have very little interest in it.
Yeah.
However, if you've got...
one of his idols is in there.
That's true.
Farage. Mum, Farage is in there. Quick, Siri's link it.
No, can't wait
to see what he says.
No, that's not what was going on. But what I was going to say is, if you've not been living under a rock, you've probably...
Iraq?
What
did you say?
A rock.
Oh, sorry. A Volkswagen Chiroc. What did you say?
No. A rock.
Okay.
If you've not been living under a rock...
Iraq.
Oh, sorry.
Stop saying Iraq. Fucking hell.
You would have seen a clip of a YouTuber called Nella. Have you heard of her?
No. Yeah. So this clip has gone viral, hasn't it? So we're talking about viral TV clips at the minute.
Yeah.
Explain. This bit stunned me a little bit. Nella, who is massive on, like, she does a lot of the Foot Asylum videos, and
okay.
she's been brilliant in two of the tasks as well. I think she's quite funny, but
yeah,
actually, she got upset with someone, didn't she, Ethan?
She got upset with Fred. Is it Syriac?
First Dates. He's in there.
Oh yeah, who is the not concierge? What's it called at a restaurant?
Yeah. One of those. Yeah. He greets you when you
walk in.
He's
the presenter, isn't he? It's his show.
Sort of. Yeah.
He hosts it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And. Well, he was talking to this Nella, who's a younger woman, and Fred's like in his 50s. That's important context. And they were having a little bit of a chat, and it gets...
Is that important context as well?
That's important context, because it leads to this dispute where Fred makes a little joke, your classic, you've all heard this one. Oh, I'm old enough to be your dad.
Yeah.
Right? He's like 52... She's like 26, something like that.
You say that on a lot of your Hinge dates, don't you?
Well done, Mr. Peter. What are you talking about? Where did that come from?
It's kind of come from anyway.
Anyway, carry on. Carry on.
And so he makes that little remark. And Nella takes the joke and continues, and all seems normal.
Right. However, where do you think this is going?
I don't know what. I've not seen this either. I genuinely can't see where this would be going. Is she annoyed at him? Is he? I don't know. Is he being a bit flirty with it? What? I don't know.
Well,
everything's fine.
It's completely surprised, and everyone's shocked by this. Shooketh, you could say.
Yeah, I'm shooketh.
Bring Shakespeare into it.
And basically, she goes to the camera and she addresses the camera. She says, "Yeah, I was really unhappy with his remark yesterday, because I already had a conversation with Fred, and I told him that my dad died. So for him to say that he's old enough to be my dad is really inappropriate."
She's took it in a completely wrong way. But I'm understanding it as two ways. Like, the way she spoke to Fred was a bit like... Because then
so
they
did
have
she go and confront.
Yeah, they've confronted each other now, and
say?
It was a bit too much. One, like, Fred was very horrible. Apologetic. Said he was a bit taken aback himself. He couldn't even really remember saying it, and he apologized. But she really laid it on. She said, "I accept your apology, but I'll never forgive you," and stuff like that. "You only get to disrespect me once," and stuff.
You're joking?
Yeah, she really goes in at him. She really went for him, actually. And Fred was a bit stunned, so he moved back and said.
So was that all he said? Was, "Oh, yeah, I'm old enough to be your dad, or I could be your dad, or
I'm old enough to be your dad." I'm old enough to be your dad, yeah.
So, wow. Yeah, so anyway, so what's happened on social media is people have gone for Nella. She's really become the villain. But you've got to think. Like, you don't know how long ago the dad passed. Like, if it was recent, it could still be bad in the mind. It could still be bad in your mind. Yeah. So,
well, in her defense, what I would say is, if I told you my dad died, and then 2 days later you were talking about my dad at all, yeah, I would think, we didn't have to bring that up.
I know.
But it is just a turn of phrase, though, isn't it? It is just a phrase.
She's not talking about his dad. Fred has simply said, "I'm old enough to be your dad," in terms of context of age. He's
not saying, I'm
your dad.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, I get
and
that.
And also,
I get that.
This bloody Nell person.
Yeah, Nella.
There's been a video going around of her on YouTube making a joke about some lad she fancies, saying that she called him daddy. Oh, well, where's the
no,
double...
I don't know what I mean? How is that related?
Well, exactly. The point is... Neither are actually addressing her father.
Right.
So if we're getting annoyed about using the term dad...
Watch Star Wars.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
Muted for that.
I mean, yeah. What? I'm trying to sort of not be too...
Yeah, I don't want to be too harsh with her.
But
I think she's just made a mistake.
She's got it wrong there, hasn't she?
She's got it wrong.
Well, she needs to listen. That's her fault.
She could be a great artist.
Does she not know that was a phrase? Has she not heard that phrase before?
I don't know how... Would you react? Would you... Because essentially... Being on camera, what we do is only like an hour max,
yeah,
really. The longest we're ever on camera is probably a watch long.
Yeah.
That isn't 24 hours a day watching us extremely.
I think
I'd come across as a knobhead eventually.
If they wanted to make me a knobhead, they could.
Yeah.
And I do think as well, like, she's probably in there thinking, like, I don't want to be the one that gets, like, walked all over or whatever.
I like the trials. Becky, you see, is so scared of spiders. Even seeing a spider freaks her out. She can't even look at one, so we can't really watch it on the telly. Yeah, she finds it that distressing.
Does she have to watch it on her phone so the spiders are smaller?
No, even that is horrifying. There's a scene in Harry Potter which is, do you know, all the big spiders come over the hill,
yeah,
and go get someone. Shh, that's the worst nightmare.
Just passes out
of film through it, that, isn't it?
Really?
Spider-Man's a push.
Spider-Man's a bit different, isn't it? Because it sort of isn't a spider.
He's a good guy.
I've got a story for you.
Yeah.
So, speaking of spiders, you could do with one in this situation. Doctors were left baffled after finding a fly living inside a man's intestines during a colonoscopy.
Oh, this is wild.
Can
I mean,
I show
how
the picture?
Oh my God. How did the fly even get in there?
I don't know. The patient, who is 63, has gone in for his routine screening in Missouri, US this year. They put a camera inside his intestines, and the procedure was going as normal until they reached the transverse colon.
Mm. Wow.
Which is at the top of the large intestine. It was there the medics came across the fly, but say it's a mystery as to how it got in there. The case represents a very rare colonoscopic finding. It's a mystery how the intact fly found its way inside there and why it is still alive.
This is incredible. I wonder Imagine if it's that. Feeding off the food that goes through the intestine, isn't it?
Just living there.
Little bits and bobs just... What, would you be surprised if they found a fly in you?
Oh, they'd find all sorts in me.
I think they'd find crazy stuff inside of you, Ethan, like worms and that.
Yeah. I can imagine when you were a kid, some of the stuff you used to eat, Ethan.
Yeah.
Like sticks, bottle tops, an alarm clock. You like
snails.
Like an egg cup.
Egg cups.
Snail.
Egg cups.
Yeah. All sorts.
No, I'd think that what's probably happened here.
Go on.
Is that they've opened them up for the operation.
That's not...
And a fly just flew in.
Actually, that's quite a good point, isn't it? Great point. How do we know? Great point. How do we know that the fly hasn't just entered now? We're assuming he's living there. He's not got a tent or anything. He doesn't look like he's.
He's not paying
forced.
Rent.
He's not paying rent. Flies don't live that long either.
Just hang on. When someone has a colonoscopy, they don't open him up.
Was that your arsehole?
What? A colonoscopy, they put a camera up your arse.
Oh my God, I thought they don't down your
open throat. You up and like a fly flew in. It's not that. It's just a little straw with a
camera.
Could
have just jumped on the end of the camera.
Yeah, go for a ride.
Do you not think they would have noticed that when they put it in?
No, because like they just maybe just start pushing it in, and at that moment a fly just flew across and then got pushed.
Yeah, imagine. The fly just had a little sniff about because a man's arsehole is bare.
And it's perfect food for a fly.
Doctors come in, double check the arsehole, push the fly right in. Fucking hell. The fly's going You're like joking. A roller coaster.
Yeah, that's like the best water sign of all time for a fly, isn't it? Because first of all, flies love shit. So this is perfect for it. That's like, do you know when you go on like a log flume or a flume?
Yeah.
This is like the best flume of all time.
Oh my God, and he's got a picture at the end. You can get a key ring out of that.
Yeah, the camera as it comes out.
I survived the arsehole.
A key ring. Smile. If you look closely.
He's smiling.
You can
he
see.
He thinks he's on the fucking oblivion.
You can see he's actually smiling and he's actually winking with all 6,000 of his eyes.
Mad. And he's not normally tall enough for the ride, so he's happy that he's got on that one.
That's amazing. Yeah, so in a way, this is just... But imagine, right, how dark it is in there. And do you know when you've been asleep and you turn the light on? Imagine you've been in someone's colon for 2 weeks, pure pitch black, and then a fucking light. Imagine how embarrassed you'd feel. Imagine that. No one knows you're in there. You probably shouldn't be in there. You know you shouldn't be in there. And then all of a sudden, camera.
Camera.
You're like, oh my God, I've been caught on CCTV the whole time, living inside an elephant's arsehole or whatever it would be.
I thought it was a man's.
No, but for you to be in it, we'd have to scale it up, wouldn't we? Blue whale and that.
Fucking hell. Oh, cut that joke.
Why?
Because it's calling me big. I'm joking.
Do you think you could fit your whole body inside of a man's arse?
So that's a joke.
No, wait, no, no. Sure.
Cut that. Make a note of that.
No, what are you on about?
I say we could all make jokes about people being big.
That's not to do with you being... I would...
Cut that. Write it down.
Right, Ethan, has Joe gone mad here?
No, I'm not gone mad.
That wasn't a fat joke. That was the fact that you're a different species to a fly.
Ethan up, so
why are you getting your shit? Are you going home?
I've got one out of 10 club.
That wasn't to do with you being...
How much of you do you think could fit?
Would the animal have changed if it was Ethan?
Of course it would. I think Ethan can fit inside an adult man's colon?
Yeah, but all right. No, here's what I'm... You picked elephant for me.
Yes.
I bet you would have picked a horse for Ethan.
I wouldn't have picked a horse for him. Anyway, 1 out of 10 club. Let's make it quick.
There's a 1 out of 10 club that I want to bring to the table that reminds me of... after school trip to the newsagents where you were offered, I don't know, maybe a quid to spend on delights. And you might get a couple of pennies here, a penny sweets here and there. But
so far, you're making it sound like it's going to be a good thing, but the 1 out of 10 club is meant to be bad food.
Yes, and there would be one item I would buy maybe once every 3 months that I thought would be great. And then as soon as I buy it, I remembered, this is awful. I've wasted my money, my time, and my... Sweet tooth is disappointed.
Okay.
But then it would trick me again and it would bring me back.
Let me see.
And I hate it.
I think I know what it's
going
to be.
It is the choco dips.
Oh. Hold it up.
The choco dips, which have got a very small amount of chocolate in a tub.
So it's a breadstick.
And you take a breadstick, you dip it in the chocolate. Look at that. Look at that. It's like the fly's arsehole. No, man's arsehole. And then you bite it.
Let's have a look. So the immediate problem is there's not enough chocolate. I'm dipping this in. You think the chocolate goes all the way down. The chocolate is like that deep. So there's not enough chocolate.
Can I say, the one thing that has improved is the quality of the biscuit. That used to be like a breadstick. That quality has stunned me a little bit.
That quality has stunned him.
It's not normally as good as it was. Because it was a breadstick. You used to get breadsticks and dip chocolate in.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I mean...
Do you want to go back in?
Yeah, I'm coming out. I think I made a mistake here.
I think what we're going to have to do here...
No.
The first time ever, you're rescinding your intro, aren't you? It's not even up for debate. This doesn't even reach the house. This doesn't reach the house floor. You've made a mistake. You've embarrassed yourself in front of everyone in Parliament. And we're not. And the Prime Minister isn't even going to stand up and reply to that.
No,
they aren't one. You know they're not. In their old form, the chocolate wasn't as good. The breadstick certainly wasn't as good. That's actually a delicious little snack now. And I don't even think we throw this over to Ethan because this is too nice.
I think it's a public service announcement that the choc dip has improved.
It's improved. And that's good to know because I haven't had one of them in 20 years. And that's delicious.
Quite nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, do you want to finish it off?
No, let Ethan finish it off. Right. Ethan.
Well, yeah, we'll not go with those because it's a waste of time. I used to love these as a kid.
Did you?
Oh, yes, it was quite a treat when I used to go to the childminders. I used to get this as a wee little tasty snack if I've been good.
Lovely.
There's worse things out there, McGrath. I don't know why this came to you.
Because, obviously, the breadstick...
They were hugely disappointing as a kid.
Yeah.
They were, but that's were. Delicious.
Sorry, that's delicious, Ronan. Sorry about that. Go get yourself... Do you know what? Go out this weekend, please, whatever you're doing... Find one of them, hold it up, and send us a picture on Instagram or Twitter, or X as they call it, and we will celebrate the choc dip this weekend as a form of apology.
Yeah, say sorry to KP.
They're about 60p. Take a selfie with you and your choc dip. Enjoy it.
Get your choc dip out.
And then that way we can apologise. Come and see me and Joe DJing on Friday the 8th of December at a place called Canvas in Manchester at 8pm. And enjoy your Friday, buddy!
Bye!
Oh, yeah. Ta-ra.
Bye.